Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive with us.
I'm so glad to be here.
Today, we're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 48.
Oh, yeah.
A really fascinating story about family legacy and blessings that come in unexpected ways.
It's a really powerful story.
So to set the stage, we're with Jacob.
Okay.
Who is nearing the end of his life.
Right.
You might remember him from the story where he wrestled with an angel and got a new name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So now he's surrounded by families,
okay.
Specifically his son Joseph and Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh.
And this is where things get interesting.
Right.
Because Jacob wants to give his grandsons a formal blessing.
Yeah.
Which was a huge deal back then.
Right. It was basically like formally adopting them into his lineage.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Giving them a share of his inheritance.
Right.
It was ensuring their place in the family's future.
It's his big deal.
But here's the twist.
Okay.
Jacob crosses his hands. When he goes to bless his grandsons, he puts his right hand on the younger son Ephraim's head and his left hand on the older son Manasseh's head.
So if anybody's familiar with the Bible,
exactly,
you know the right hand was the hand for giving a greater blessing.
It symbolized divine favor.
Strength, authority, all of that.
Yeah.
So when Joseph sees what his father's doing.
He tries to correct him.
Yeah, he's like, Dad.
Like, hey, Dad.
You're doing it wrong.
You're messing this up.
Manasseh is the firstborn. He should get the primary blessing.
Oh.
And you can just imagine the tension.
I know, right?
Like awkward family dinner to the max.
But Jacob insists, and he says that Ephraim, even though he's younger, is going to become greater than his brother.
Yeah.
And his descendants will become a multitude of nations.
It's really powerful.
Yeah.
This scene kind of throws a wrench in our human ideas of order and expectation.
It makes you think.
Yeah.
Like, what if we get so fixated on how we think things should go that we miss out on the unexpected blessings that are right in front of us?
Absolutely. Yeah, it really does make you think.
And you know there's even more to this story. It's not just about defying expectations.
Right.
It's also about the legacy that Jacob is trying to pass down.
Okay.
He's not just thinking about land or possessions.
Yeah.
He's thinking about something much bigger than that.
And you're right.
Yeah.
He keeps talking about God's presence in his life.
Yeah, like how God has always guided and provided for him even when he messed up.
Right, even when he made mistakes.
Exactly.
And it's like,
it's like he's saying, look, life's going to throw you curveballs.
Yeah.
But no matter what happens, you can always count on God.
Yeah. You got to have that bedrock of faith.
I mean, we all have those moments where we look back and we're like, wow, how did I get through that?
Right.
It's like there was something bigger than ourselves helping us along the way.
Yeah, it makes you think about all the people who have shaped your life.
Exactly.
Like your grandparents or teachers or mentors.
And it's not even always about their accomplishments.
Right.
It's their values, their resilience, their belief in something bigger than themselves.
Yeah. It's all about the values we embody and the stories that we share.
Which makes me wonder, what are the stories of faith, resilience, and hope that have shaped our lives?
That's a good question.
And how are we sharing those stories with other people?
Yeah, are we mentoring people?
Volunteering in our community.
Even just talking with our families and friends about our experiences.
Sharing our wisdom and values.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything big.
But even those little things can have a huge impact.
A ripple effect.
They connect us to past generations and inspire future generations.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's one more thing I wanted to point out about Jacob.
Okay.
I mean, here he is, this patriarch, a man who's steeped in tradition.
Right.
But he's totally willing to embrace God's will, even when it goes against tradition.
That's a good point.
It's like, he's not rigidly clinging to his own ideas or societal norms.
Yeah, he's flexible.
He's open to new possibilities, even if they seem a little unorthodox.
Which is something we could all learn from.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to remember.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, what if the things we're holding on to so tightly, you know, the outcomes that we think we need,
yeah,
are actually preventing us from experiencing something even better?
It's possible.
Could be a career change.
Yeah.
Or a relationship that needs to end.
Or just letting go of control.
Yeah.
Like, we think we have to plan everything perfectly.
All right.
But sometimes the best things happen when we just let go.
It all comes back to trusting in those unconventional outcomes.
Like Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob's story shows us that the path that seems unexpected, or maybe even a little uncomfortable,
right,
might actually be the path that leads us to where we need to be.
It takes courage to let go of what's familiar and embrace the unknown.
But it can be so rewarding.
Absolutely.
So next time you find yourself holding on too tightly to a specific outcome.
Yeah.
Take a breath and ask yourself, What if I let go?
What if there's something better out there?
What if there's a greater plan that I just can't see yet?
Sometimes the best views come after the toughest climbs.
Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive for today.
It's been great talking about this with you.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through Genesis chapter 48.
Yeah, it's a powerful story.
We hope you found it as thought-provoking as we did.
Keep exploring and keep questioning.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Bye, everyone.